40. And I would like to remind you of something here, just to try to spur our thought here. Uriah Smith, when he gets to verse 36, he says that where it opens with "and the king," which would mean the king that's under discussion in verse 35, he says it's a king, and it allows him to say that it's a new power in this flow of events, and he identifies that power as the French Revolution. But verse 36 says, "and the king," and it's the same king that was in verse 35, which, according to the pioneers and Uriah Smith, is the papacy. And verse 36 is simply identifying the very fundamental, basic philosophy of Catholicism, and that is self-exaltation. And you can't get a stronger description of the self-exalting characteristic of the papacy than verse 36. Verse 37 is a continuation of this. Not only is it self-exalting, but it places itself above any god. And so verse 36 and 37, after verses 33, 34, and 35, describe the persecution that takes place when the papacy comes to power. Then verse 36 and 37 describe the fundamental principle that guides the papacy, self-exaltation. And then verse 38 and 39 and 40, when you understand the history of 40, the background history of verse 40, are describing the role of Mary in the Catholic Church. And Uriah Smith says in his book that these verses cannot be aligned with the papal power of verse 35. They just don't hold together. And brothers, sisters, I suggest to you here that this is one of the clearest views of the papal power in the Word of God. And then I would even remind you of verse 14 of Daniel 11, where it says, "And in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall." Uriah Smith himself, and all the pioneer commentators that commentate on this verse, tell you that the robbers of the people is Rome, and their premier characteristic here in this verse, of course, is self-exaltation once again. But they are the power that is to establish this vision. So even Uriah Smith says what establishes this vision is the Rome, the self-exalting power. So when you get to verse 36,